Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees. High above the briars, live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play. You can have the moon, but you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it. That's the answer for me. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, on your own with only you to concern yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Just that you're free, live alone and like it. That's the answer for me.
From the voice of one of the best jazz vocalists in the business today, that was New York City singer Cirile Amy with the song Live Alone and Like It off her latest 2016 CD Let's Get Lost. And it's charting very well these days. So she was raised in France by a French father and a Dominican mother, and she was a curious sort of child. She used to sneak out of her bedroom window to wander into the nearby gypsy encampments filled with those that were attending the annual Django Reinhardt Festival, and she quickly fell in love with the gypsy music and their way of life. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she opened up about how important that lifestyle has been for her.
I became friends with the gypsies when I started to get to know their culture and became fascinated with their way of life and everything. That's when I started to understand the music, and that's what attracted me to the music, is the way they live the music, which is really a music of the present moment. And particularly what attracted me to jazz was the improvisation factor, the fact that you never know what's going to happen.
From watching the gypsies from afar, she would go on to sing on street corners with friends while traveling around Europe. This led her to going to the Montreux Jazz Festival and winning first prize in the vocal competition. And that honor let her secure the financing for her first self-produced album. Since that point, she has released her second album that is placing her in the jazz strata and continues to happily tour the world with her band and in a duo setting with a Brazilian guitarist. She is going to be a name that will be reckoned with in the jazz world, and that is good for us all. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a jazz town that loves jazz. Since the days of the Blue Devils and Charlie Parker, into the twilight of today with Clint Ashlock and Stan Kessler, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, making jazz music our specialty. from the talented jazz pianist and composer Taylor Eagsty, backed up by his trio. Here's the live 2001 song, Have You Met Miss Jones? Well...
Thank you.
Hi, this is Siri LeMay, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Right, swing time. One, two. One, two.
Thank you.
That was New York City band leader, historian, and collector Vince Giordano with the song Everybody Shuffle. And he's doing just that on April 14th, 2016, for the United States premiere of his documentary, There's a Future in the Past. The producer and director of this film is Amber Edwards, and she is based in New York City these days, but she is from the Kansas City area. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about Vince and this great film.
I want people to realize that he has basically pulled off a miracle. It is a miracle that this band exists. You know, the big band financial model kind of imploded on itself in the 1940s. So the fact that he has been keeping a big band together for almost 40 years in the 21st century is miraculous.
Neon Jazz also caught up with Vince to get his take on this production.
Well, one of the things that people have told me who have seen it is that how much work is involved, you know, in keeping the band together, and particularly the vintage band. And, you know, you're fighting so much competition out there with TV and Netflix and just all other kinds of forms of entertainment of the present day. And here you are, just going to war all the time.
It will be an honor to host a night with Vince to celebrate his life and music. And we are honored here at the program to know him and spin his tasty music he keeps preserving in that Vince perfection sort of way. from the jazz cat known as the Octopus. Here's guitarist Tal Farlow with the song It's You or No One off the 1995 CD Verve Jazz Masters number 41.
Hi, this is Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the German jazz trumpeter, trombonist, and pianist Ed Kroeger with his quintet on the 2008 song En Route off their CD called Interplay. Ed learned the piano as a child, and by 16, he was very good on the trumpet. Then he went on to study the trombone. Over the years, Ed has been very busy with groups, recording and playing live. And these days, he continues to be an educator at the music academies in both Hanover and Hamburg. From former Kansas City singer now living in New York City, this is Karen Allison with the song Happy Talk off her latest 2015 CD. It's an album where she sings Rodgers and Hammerstein, and she's joined by the great Kenny Barron and John Patitucci.
Talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? About a star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples in the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? The girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be us. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Hi, this is Karen Allison, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I'm afraid you're growing tired of me. Things don't seem the way they used to be.
feel they'll soon call me the sad Mr. Blue, because you don't love me like you used to do. But correct me if I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. How could I ever get along without you? Without you. For a while I tried to play it cool, but I guess I only played the fool. I knew I was slipping, but I tried to hang on. I felt there was hope, yet I knew there was none. But correct me if I'm wrong, darling, correct me if I'm wrong. How could I ever get along without you? Without you. Tell me now, baby, don't pretend. If it's so, then say this is the end. I know I can't hold you from somebody new. Although I'll go crazy just knowing we're through. But correct me if I'm wrong, darling, correct me if I'm wrong. How could I ever get along without you? Without you. Correct me if I'm wrong, darling, correct me if I'm wrong. How could I ever get along without you? Without you. Without you.
That was the very cool jazz singer and pianist Freddie Cole with the tune Correct Me If I'm Wrong off the 2015 CD, The Cole Everybody Knows, The Best Year of My Life. This Chicago native has been at it for 50 years, and he is the leader of the Freddie Cole Quartet. And this quartet goes all over the United States, Europe, the Far East, and South America. He just happens to have the music bug in his genes. He is the brother of musicians Nat King Cole and Ike Cole, the father of Lionel Cole, and the uncle of the late Natalie Cole. He's very good, and he was inducted into the Georgia Hall of Fame back in 2007, and that is a slice of proof right there. From the top of the modern-day jazz brass, we go next on Neon Jazz. This is New York City-based jazz pianist, composer, writer and band leader, the great Vijay Iyer, with his trio on the 2012 song Mm-mm off the CD Accelerando.
Hi, this is alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, and you're listening to the greatest jazz show in Kansas City, Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was Dutch jazz trombonist Walter Weerbos back in 1986 live in Montreal with the song Mr. Monk. And this cat has been going around all over the world giving fans his music for quite some time. He's played throughout Europe, Canada, the United States, and Asia. And since 1989, he has been playing with the ensembles and big shots of people like Henry Threadgill, Cecil Taylor, the John Carter Project, Mingus Big Band, and he also has a solo project he gigs with under the name of Wallow's World. He's a great musician. From the Vancouver outfit known as Wild Root Orchestra, we start taming things down a bit here on the show. Here they are in 1982 with the song Town Without Pity.
It's Alexis Cole, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of the oldest Polish bands performing jazz, the Jazz Band Ball Orchestra, or the JBBO, with the tune Summertime, live in 2010 from the great Sacramento Silver Jazz Jubilee. From the cool bop bass guitarist Mark Elf, we are going to close out this hour of jazz that was and will continue to be. Here's the song It Was So Beautiful off the 2014 CD Mark Elf Returns, and he always does. We would like to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that always returns with his words and broadcast mastery, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Back at you, man.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland, always. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.